All right. Everybody have a seat. Sit down, man. Take it down a notch. Hope everybody's doing well. Glad to see you here. Beautiful, happy, shining faces. Appreciate you coming. For those not here, but possibly listening by podcast or video, or we're here at my place in the French Quarter. You may hear some noise. We're out in what we call the courtyard, and there's some houses, our properties being worked on next door. I got AC units coming on, so I'm going to try to talk over this stuff. But I do appreciate the people who came here in person, and we're talking about manifestation. We're talking about using our mind to help us as a tool. It's not an end all to be all, but it does play a big part. And what we're really talking about is how to get everything you want out of this life. And as far as we know for certain, this might be your only one, you know. I don't know for a fact, so I just want to take these moments and cover some things that have assisted me in acquiring things in my life. I know that few people are aware of these basic fundamental laws that operate in this crazy world of ours. Some people, though, are aware of them, and some people are not aware of them, but they are still using them. And sometimes we wonder why certain things happen to us. We acquire certain things, and then over a period of time, it seems like we live in stagnation. Nothing happens. Nothing takes place. Everything seems to be at a standstill. We take two steps forward, we take two steps back. As soon as you save up a little money, you gotta buy tires. The kids need braces. The wife wants to go on a trip. You never seem to be able to get ahead. There are basic laws in this universe that are governed by and will work for you if you know how to apply them. And I would like to cover a couple of these laws that will assist you in knowing why these things happen. For example, everyone is aware of the law of gravitation. Now, we don't know how gravity really works, but we know it works. It works for everybody. Young, poor, old, fat, tall, pretty, rich and poor. It doesn't matter whether you are a saint or whether you're the opposite of a saint. If you jump off a 20-story building, you are going to splat on the concrete, whether you're a good person or a bad person. If you happen to be a crook and you do the same thing happens to you as happens to the saint. So basically, it doesn't matter if you were good or bad. If you use the law of gravity wrong, you are going to suffer. The law of electricity works for all of us. If we use it properly, we can light our homes by screwing a light bulb into a socket. And if we stick our finger into it, then we get bit. And you're going to get burned. You can simply burn your house down with electricity. Or you can light your home with it. You can cook with it. You can use refrigeration. All of these great things are made possible because of the laws of electricity and what it does for us. You do not have to be an electrically minded person. You don't even have to be an electrician. You don't even have to be a genius. You could be a child, 3 years old, and push and turn on a light. Bam. Up it's on, down it's off. And one of the greatest electrical engineers in the world, and all he can do when he pushes, and let's say you are one of the greatest electrical engineers in all of the world, all you could do when you push that button is the same as if a 3-year-old pushed it. So basically, it does not matter. It will work for you. We have laws to success as well that are just as viable as the laws of electricity or the laws of gravity. We have laws of poverty. We have laws of lack and laws of prosperity. We have laws of love and laws of hate. We have laws of peace, and we have laws of chaos. All of these basic laws, if you use them rightly, wonderful things can happen to us. And if you use them wrong, we can easily get in trouble. Now, one of the things that has always bothered me in all the books that I've ever read and all the courses I've taken and all the things on setting goals in life and positive thinking and positive goals in life, many of you probably have read some of the same books. And you follow these different steps that they all have, the rules and the laws. And that if we set 10 goals, you know, we end up accomplishing, what, one or two? We lose out on the eight. So it's not like the law of gravity, seemingly, because it doesn't work every time. And one of the reasons it doesn't work every time is that we don't use the right law. We are using part of the law. And so the law of averages will give you a percentage of your goals. That is it. You might say, gee, wasn't that great? It happened to me. But whatever happened to all of the other goals you had in life? I'm going to lay down a simple, basic way you can have anything materially you want to have, and you can be anything you want to be. It's a simple, basic situation. There's absolutely no problem to it. These are scientific things that work every time if you will do it in a simple way. Sounds very similar to in a certain way. A lot of ways to say the same thing. Now, first thing we want to become aware of is we want farmers. So I want to put this image in your head. You know, go back, not modern day farming, but go back to say the 1700s, 1800s and think of a farm. We need to think of ourselves like a farmer. And I think if you're biblically minded or, you know, religious in any way, this will make sense to you because it ties into the laws of reaping and sowing. And these concepts are, you know, we understand this concept. We're going to plant seeds. Much like farmers plant seeds in the ground, we're going to plant them in our mind. And these seeds that we plant are the seeds that we're going to reap. Now, we're all aware that if we plant a seed of a tomato, we're not going to get cucumbers. We're going to get tomatoes. And if you plant a watermelon seed, you're not going to get a grapefruit. You're not going to get radishes. If you want radishes, folks, you're going to have to plant radish seeds. And when you plant a seed in the earth, you must plant it properly. If you do not plant it properly, you will not have the harvest you're looking for. One of the major problems, I believe, in our country today for the average person is they take the time and the effort to buy all of the harvesting equipment, but they do not understand the planting and the cultivating. We want to reap harvest, but we don't want to take the time to plant, and we do not want to take the time to cultivate. Now, the planting of seeds in the earth is basically and absolutely the same process that you use in the mental world. We are born with a conscious mind and a subconscious mind, the two selves, as I refer to it in my ebook, The Two Selves, Citizen of Mankind, How to Be 10 Foot Tall and Bulletproof. We are the only animal in the kingdom that have both a conscious and the subconscious mind, a mind that can decide any time in life where we want to go or what we want or what we want or what we don't want. We can decide with this accomplished mind of ours, this gift from God, if we want to do anything or if we don't want to do anything. We can decide if we want to eat or if we don't want to eat. We can decide if we want to drink or if we don't want to drink. We can decide what we want in life, in a home or in an automobile, in clothes we wear, anything that we want in this world, any type of furniture, any type of home or any type of anything. We decide at any time. Now, Where most people are making mistakes is that they simply set their goals down. Now, what are your goals? Write them down, man. A fellow says, I want a house, I want a car, I want some furniture, I want some money. And this is the way they set their goals. Do you guys write your goals down? Be honest. Do you carry them with you? Put them in your pocket or something? I used to laminate mine. I need to start doing that again. I do carry a laminated card of, on one side is the 10 pillars of success, and on the other side is the 9 thoughts on getting rich. And I often, when I'm just sitting there or somewhere, I'll pull it out and I'll look at it and I'll read it. I enjoy doing that. I really do enjoy it. Now, let's say you have a whole group of seeds, and let's say they're apple seeds, okay? Let's say they're apple seeds. And we have 50 different type of apple seeds. And we just went and grabbed any of those seeds and threw them out onto the ground. And, well, they come up. And it's green apples. But you wanted red ones. That's because you picked any type of apple seed. You didn't describe it. So we must learn to define. To define into fine, meaning like fine hair, fine, defining great, great detail what it is you want. How much money do you want in your trading account? Can you see it? Can you feel it? This is the power of paper trading, because you're actually taking action on something you don't have. You're taking a step, a leap of faith that I'm going to learn how to do something that I don't even have the money to do. That's betting on you, man. That's why so few people learn or paper trade. Because secretly, inside, there's a conflict between the conscious and the subconscious mind. Now, you've heard the word visualization. You have to learn to visualize things. What I like to refer to as dreaming, fantasy dreaming. I love doing this. And when you visualize something, this is the thing that's going to come in your life. If that visualization is strong, and see, is to visualize negative solutions. Now, visualizing negative solutions in our life is because, let's not kid, that people say thousands of negative things to themselves all day long. So begin to watch how you say words. I can't do it. It's too late. What if they don't like? And it's just a constant scream of just shitting on yourself, your ideas, and your goals. And here's the thing. It's just as easy to visualize. It's just as easy to fantasize. It's just as easy to say, you know what? Bullshit. I'm 10 foot tall and motherfucking bulletproof. It's just as easy to say that. Is I'm not feeling well. See, when you say I'm not feeling well, when you are, you're living confined inside of your current circumstances. You can't even dream or think outside of them. That's where most people are. So I say, hey, Joe, how are you feeling today? And he says, good, fine. And I ask him, I feel terrible. I've got a pain and an ache all over. And he goes into, you'd think he was an actor. He could describe a negative situation in his body so wonderfully. But when he feels good, he just says, fine. When they feel fine, I feel great, man. I feel wonderful. I feel great that I expected, that I expect all the wonderful things in the world to happen to me today. Man, I expect to get rich. Because I'm fucking rich in my mind. I'm already rich, man. I ain't got to have money to prove it. You see what that is? I am the greatest trader in the world. When you repeat that to yourself a lot, there are things about you that need to change. See, because your conscious and your subconscious are at conflict. And when your conscious mind continues to repeat positive things, when it continues to hold that vision, to visualize, to it continue, and you have to work it, and you have to push it, and this shit is not easy, because it's easy to go negative. I try to counter it in everyone I see. They say, oh man, I'm so tired today. Man, good man, good. Gives you a chance to prove that you can do it when you're tired. You have to spend everything. You must spend everything. In other words, have a little feeling when you talk about the good things in life. I say, hey, how are you doing in business? You say, fine. Now, if he has a bad day, he says when I ask him about his day, lousy, let me tell you about this and that. I'm just having a terrible time. Did you read the article the other day? It took me several hours to find it, and it was on the back page down at the bottom in the fine print, but I located it. People love negative things. And fear sells. Right now, stock market's been pulling back. Go read. See how many you find that are like, oh, this is good. Not that many. People love these things. They seem to vibrate with them. For some strange reason, they don't want things that are negative in their life, but they keep insisting on talking about them. And they can paint the most beautiful picture of loss and lack. I say, by the way, internal, and everybody immediately starts shaking combustion. A guy says, you know what I thought when you were going to say? He starts creating pictures, and he says, by the way, I wonder about last year, what I did with that. I wonder if they'll find that. And immediately he says, I can see the guy coming in the door now, and I wonder when he'll be here, and I wonder what he'll look like. And he gets beautiful pictures. And the next thing you know, the guy's knocking on his door. He created the picture, and he brought it into his life. I do this all the time. You are listening to me because of the manifestation and the things that I said about myself. See, I don't need everyone to like me. I need someone to like me. I don't need everyone to do it. I just need some people to do it. I don't have to get it right, man. I just got to get it going. I don't need millions. I need 10,000 people to love it. Right? 10,000. That's all I need, man. The funny thing about creating things, we are creators at heart. It comes through us from us. This world that happens to us comes from here. Not out of here. See, here's the thing. All of the money that you want is in the pockets and the purses and the wallets and the credit cards and the cold wallets and the hard wallets and the brokerage accounts of other people. Other people have everything that you need. You have to visualize it. Before you can get their money, you got to think what it is you can give them. It's a value exchange. So if you see all people as scammers, or all men are bad, or all Southern men are bad, or all Republicans, or all Democrats, or all this, and you've divided people, and you have all these subdivisions and racism and isms and sexisms, and you feel that is not fertile ground to plant seeds of prosperity and abundance, because you're cutting off the source, which is other people. Money comes from value, propositions, and love. The more people you love, and if you love people, you open up a window, a doorway of prosperity and abundance. Trust me, man. Hey, man. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. I'm your host, Gerald Peters. always remember, whatever it is you think about comes about. Whatever it is you focus on grows. Hey, if you don't have my free ebook, You Don't Have to Die Broke, go on over to geraldpeters.info, geraldpeters.info. God bless.